A dramatic change in our weather took us from near spring-like conditions on Saturday to wintry conditions on Sunday, and now we are in the final stages of this prolonged upslope and lake effect snow event that dumped snow across much of our area. Now, one of the features of these types of storms is the big range in snow amounts. And when you look at our area, snow amounts have ranged anywhere from nothing at all, short of maybe some flurries or light snow, up to 2 feet of snow. And with the upslope setup, we do favor the higher elevations in terms of areas that will see the most snow, and that is how things have played out. There's also a lake impact, a lake effect snow enhancement to some of the snow across our area. So now we have the storm that is sitting over southern Quebec. It will very slowly ease its grip in our area over the next day or so, and that means the snow will very slowly come to an end over the next 24 hours. So we're still looking at some snow. We'll tend to favor the higher elevations for any accumulating snow as we move into tonight, but even in our valleys, we might see another little burst of snow at times, so we'll be on the lookout for still some more snow and some slippery travel conditions. And even into the day tomorrow, at times, there will be some snow showers, again, favoring the higher elevations, but at times, we could even see if some snow showers or flurries work down to the valley floors. The other big story, of course, is the wind. Kind of the other part of the storm. We've had gusts at times up around 40 miles per hour today, so we continue with those gusty winds and a wind advisory through early this evening, but even through tonight into tomorrow, we will still have breezy conditions. Weather will settle down on Wednesday. It's dry during the day. Moving into Wednesday night and Thursday, though, a rather weak, disorganized disturbance will come at us, but there may be just enough moisture combined with cool temperatures, there might be some slippery travel Wednesday night into Thursday morning, so that's something we'll have to keep a close eye on. It doesn't look like a great deal of moisture, but just a little bit can cause a lot of problems, so we'll keep you posted on that. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, windy with lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy, high 28 to 36. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, windy, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, high 28 to 36. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries, windy, high or low, 28 to 34. And for tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, high 36 to 42. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, windy, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy, high in the 30s. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly sunny and continued cool with highs in the 30s. And on Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, we're cloudy, chance of a light morning icy mix, then some scattered afternoon rain showers with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.